Hi, everyone. We're back again. This is Corrine Lawrence, actress and model. You can learn more about my film, television, modeling work, blog, and podcasts, and medical background, and so much more on my website, CorrineLawrenceActor.com. That's CorrineLawrenceActor.com. Hope all of you are doing well and you're healthy and you're moving along, staying focused on your acting dream. Recently, I was asked, how do you create your characters for your auditions? So to answer that, I decided to write a blog post and do a podcast to share with all of you how you can approach an audition and how a character can be created. So this podcast will be the first in this series of three podcasts talking about creating a character for your audition. Okay, so how do you create that all-important character? Well, let's get right into it. So you were submitted for an audition and you just received notice that you got the audition. So how do you feel? Are you super excited or does sheer panic and anxiety set in? Well, hopefully you are overjoyed beyond belief and your confidence level has just stepped up a huge notch. First of all, it's awesome that you got the audition. Congratulations. That means they noticed you. That's terrific. There was something about you that they noticed in your profile. Was it your headshot or your facial expression? Maybe it was your resume, or maybe it was your film clips or your video reels, or maybe it was your whole package. Well, now that you've got your audition notice, what do you do next? Well, now is your big, big chance, your big opportunity to showcase some of your work, your chance to shine, your chance to showcase your creative ideas and your talent, and your chance to showcase a character through your eyes. But exactly how do you see that character? And where do you begin? How are you going to tell the story, if you will, of the character that you're going to work to create? Well, here's one place to start. Read, read, read. You can begin by reading and reviewing the entire project's description that they provide you, reading all the instructions at least three times, and then, for good measure, read it again. There's always things that we miss. Make certain that you understand everything that's presented to you in the audition notice and everything that's expected of you. For example, when the deadline is, are you being asked to self-tape indoors or outdoors, or is it a Zoom audition or an in-person live audition? Or if the audition requires you to submit a tape of you performing a specific activity like surfing or playing the piano or running or mountain climbing. And next, make sure you check the shoot dates and shoot locations, making sure that you're available for all of them and that you don't have any conflicts. Once you've determined everything you're being asked to include in your audition, then immediately confirm your audition with not just your agent, but also confirm the audition with the casting site or casting director. All right, so you've done all of that. So what's next? If you're lucky, the entire script will be provided. And if it is, it's vital that you read the entire script and not just read only your own scenes. Then read through your scenes multiple times. Understand how your character is written, how the writing tells a story. How does your character relate to the other characters in your scenes? And then how does your character and the other characters relate to the entire script? Read the setting the story is taking place in. Think of preparing for your audition kind of as if you were telling a story. So how do you prepare? What do you do next? Find out more in part two of this Creating a Character Series podcast. This is Corrine Lawrence signing off, and podcasts can be heard on my website, CorrineLawrenceActor.com. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook too. See you next time.